are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CB veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the second hour. And this is your host, Michael. And if you want to know what the show is all about, keep on listening. The show is just beginning. We have a few more guests coming on that are mothers that are happen to be blind, bringing up children that are sighted. If you have any
things that are funny or good stories about your mother that you would like to talk about, like I'm doing, more than welcome. And you can win a prize. Get in the mix.
And I didn't hear your phone.
The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I want to play this song. This is not trivia, but this song we played a lot on the shows. This happened to be a big song about mothers, and it's by the Shirelles. This happened to be a big song when it came out about mothers. Chris?
There'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said.
Mama said. Mama said.
Mama said. There'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama said.
Mama said. Mama said.
I went walking the other day and everything was going fine. I met a little boy named Billy Joe and then almost lost my mind. Mama said there'll be days like this.
Okay, Chris.
That
was Mama Said by the Shirelles. That was a big song about mothers. The next, I'm going to do a trivia right now. This song, I want you, let's see if anybody can know this group. I have to tell you the story about this group, though, when it's over. It's very important to me. This is a trivia song, 407-894-1680. This is another song about mothers. Tell me who's singing this song, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Just to buy me a new pursuit. I never understood how Mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine.
Mama. 407-894-1680. So who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song?
Chris is singing along with it.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, y'all can
right
hear me? I'm sorry.
Group.
I thought I was on mute. I'm
407-894-1680. Who is singing that group?
We got a call on the phone line. Not for trivia, though. I didn't know y'all heard me singing. That's my jam. That's my jam right there. That's my
it's
jam.
Okay. You sounded good. So you like the 70s, huh, Chris?
Yeah, that's my heat right there. I love that jam. That's my she my favorite girl. Listen, we got Eugene from Clearwater on the phone line who wants to get in and talk about his mom.
Okay.
Eugene, welcome. Welcome, Eugene.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, Eugene. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I'm not calling in for the song. I'm calling in about a funny story about Mom.
Okay, let's hear it. Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
My mom was 97 when she passed away, but before she passed away, a couple years earlier, she was losing her vision. And she always liked those pancakes that you just throw in the toaster and heat them up. And one morning she was doing that, and she grabbed for the syrup. Instead of getting the syrup, she got the ketchup and squirted ketchup all over her pancakes. When she took a bite, she said, "This doesn't taste right."
That's messed up.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I
missed it. I heard about the ketchup.
You broke up, Eugene.
She squirted ketchup all over her pancakes.
She put ketchup on her pancakes instead of the syrup.
And I told her, I said, well, if we cook a hamburger, you can pick it in there and make a hamburger.
That's funny.
Well, we'll put you in the mix.
That's a funny story. Put ketchup on the pancakes. Put you in the mix, Eugene.
Right,
that's a funny story. That's a funny story.
Well, I don't know about any other blind people, but I know I've gone in the cabinet years ago before I had any kind of a tool, and I would open a can of fruit cocktail when I was trying to open a can of green beans.
Well, how do you keep it separate now?
I have a barcode reader.
Oh, very smart, very smart.
And your iPhone has an app on it that can read the barcodes as well, so...
Goodness for those iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
My problem is my wife mixes me up sometimes when I go in the refrigerator. Sometimes the milk could be orange juice.
You don't smell it before you pour it?
Thank you, Sheila.
You know what? I have to tell you this. Right?
Mike, it's Mother's Day. Let it go. It's Mother's Day, Mike. Let it go. I saw that one coming a mile away.
He doesn't stand a chance when it's...
Wait a minute. I have to tell you a story. Wait a minute.
Well, we'll put you in the mix.
All right. It's not my mom, but myself. You just said.
Yeah.
This week, I think it was this morning. No, yesterday morning. I was going to have my Raisin Bran. And I took out the bottle of milk, and I wasn't sure it was milk, so what I did, I took a spoon, I put the milk in the spoon, except I spilled some milk over the sink. But I finally tasted it, and I said, oh, it's milk. And the cat was sitting next to me, and then I gave the cat some milk, too. And Lynn yelled at me for giving the cat milks. Of course, later, when I told the story.
After I picked up the dish and spilled it all over the place, because I didn't know there was milk in there.
But, and she cited and she spilled it.
But my argument is the real estate changes in the refrigerator when you go shopping or you have leftovers and you have to squish it in wherever it fits, right?
Right. No.
Fritz, help me out.
Mike, it's Mother's Day. Mike, it's Mother's Day. Just go with the flow.
If I put something on the right, she might move it over from the right to the left and I don't know where it is anymore. Anyway, anybody calling about this group who's singing the song?
No, not yet.
I've never heard that song.
You've never heard that song?
Mm-mm.
I'll always love
it. Let me tell you about the song then. I'll tell you. Anybody else going?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you the story. Cute story. This group I picked up in a barbershop. Believe it or not. These were barbers. The guy was once called Sonny. Another guy was called Sonny. I said, okay, you're big Sonny. You're little Sonny. And I picked this group up, and they were always singing together in the shop when I happened to go by, and we were singing. So I said, you have a group? And, yeah, we're just forming it. I said, okay, let's hear how you sound. They sounded pretty good together. What's the name of the group? And they had a bunch of names. I'll tell you the name in a second. So... Okay, so we played around with it. About a month later, I went to a recording studio. I took them in the recording studio. We made some songs. And it only sold in Philadelphia, New York, nowhere else. And then what happened is that was my first group that I recorded myself. And then later on, I got other groups, but that was my first group. The group, here's the name, the group was called The Intruders. And they had, their first song was...
Wait, Mike, don't say the name, Mike, I got a caller.
He just did.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, but they probably didn't hear it.
Yeah, well, maybe they know it.
All right, let's...
Yeah, they wouldn't have heard it.
Right, they wouldn't have heard it. All right, you tell me.
All right, let's see.
All right, so we got John from Lake Worth, Florida. John, how you doing?
Good evening, everybody.
John, is this your first time? Is this your first time calling into the show?
Yes, I believe yes.
Okay, all right. All right, John.
Wow. Congratulations.
Who's that, Mike? Everybody's happy. I'm in Lake Worth, and I deal with the Braille Club and the FOCB, Florida Outreach Center.
Very nice.
And very nice.
My neck of the,
are you calling up into trivia?
Well, I already called up and messed up, so I didn't get it right. But I have a sort of a mom story. not that funny, but when I was a little kid, my mom was she was a blonde, and then one day she went and got her hair dyed red, and that was in the 60s, what they were doing, and the big hair, and she came home, I said, you're not my mom, where's my mom? And, it was kind of funny, and then she took me to John's Bargain Store, and I got a toy, but that was sort of... kind of a funny story. And you don't want to hear the miseries I put my mom through, but she was a good woman, and I was kind of a handful when I was a teenager. So.
You and me both.
Yeah, it sounds like you got Michael right in your same corner.
Hey, John.
But you excited then? Are you excited now?
No, I'm almost done. I got retinitis pigmentosis. I gave up everything. 39, license, work. Rehabilitated, I had to start all that stuff. And then I was in New York. I met a girl on the internet when the internet just started, and it was kind of funny. And I met a girl, went out to California. I was, losing my eyesight. I was in the middle of other things. And I met a girl in California, and that's when I got my rehabilitation through the Valley Center for the Blind in Fresno, California. They're the one that got me my cane. 3 years, I didn't want to use a cane. They're the ones that finally started my rehabilitation. That was back in around 2002, and here we are, 22. I'm 20 years into it, and I live by myself, and I'm doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear that, John. That makes me proud.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us. Thank you very much.
All right. You guys have a wonderful day, and I love your show. Thank you, guys.
Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you so
hey,
much.
Hey, John, don't thank hang up. Hold on one moment, all right, John?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
So I was ready to finish the story with the Intruders. This group was my first group. We had a couple songs. They weren't big. And then what happened was I got out of the record business because I got married. And my first wife didn't want any part of the record business. So I got out of the record business. And the group then went to another label, and they had some hits after me. One was called Cowboys to Girls. That was a big song, Cowboys to Girls. And they had this other song that you just played, and I think they had another song too that was big. They had a few big songs. Anyway, that's a group called The Intruders from Philadelphia. That's the story.
You need to write a book about all these stories that you have, because it would be an interesting read.
Well, you know, my sister once said that a long time ago, that I should write a book. The only problem is, like I said, nobody would believe it.
Yeah, they would. If you'd read some of the books that I've read, they would believe it.
Hey, you know what? Since John was talking about his vision, I want to remind everybody that Foundation Fighting Blindness posted a very informative post the other day that it's May is Healthy Vision Awareness Month, which I didn't know until I read this. And the Foundation Fighting Blindness is dedicated to funding research, finding treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases. Regular eye exams are crucial for the early detection of retinal diseases. And this is what John has. So this May, they encourage you to schedule an eye exam with your optometrist to stay on top of your vision health, and then go follow along through the month. Just with tips, you can find out tips to how to take care of your eyes. But so May is Vision Awareness Month.
I would say
go to your ophthalmologist, so not just your optometrist.
Sheila.
Yes, sir.
Would you say if I write a book, if I would tell all the stories, or even some of the stories, I said people wouldn't believe it, because just to mention one thing, that one day you're having 14 rooms in Las Vegas Hilton, and I'm paying for 14 rooms, having groups, some Temptations at our booth, trade show,
mm-hmm.
spending $2,000 for dinner, right? All this we're paying for, Lynn and I are paying for. And then a year and a half later, we're standing in line looking for food at a food line.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true story.
Yep. I think that it would be an interesting book. I think that it would be well worth writing, because of your vision, this is what happened. And I would read it. And I think others would as well.
To think about. Oh, we are waiting for our next guest, whose son did not work.
Let's. I'm going to do this right now.
For dinner. Now we're waiting.
I have a question for our listeners. If anybody else, we're going to break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to mention one thing when we come back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. You'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. It isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive yourself.
We talk to our sponsors. Don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. I got a question for you. Before the break, I was talking about, Sheila said I should write a book. My question to any of you, you hear some of the stories I say. Do you think I should write a book? I'd appreciate some people calling in and let me know. If you think so, maybe I will. Some of my family members said for a long time I should write a book. The question is, who would read it? Who wants to read it? I mean, yeah, it's true. I got a lot of stories to tell, true stories about my life. Been around a long time, a lot of stories. The Continental in Eastern Airlines, I was a million miler. He flew a million air miles, been all over from Israel, London, China, Canada, Venezuela. You name it, all the islands, Aruba, St. Thomas, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, St. John. You name it, I've been there very much.
Reminds me of a song, Aruba, Jamaica.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in so many different places. I don't remember all the places I've been, Canada. But anyway, if you think I should write a book, you think you would listen, you'd like to read it, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to know. Cheryl thinks I should.
We also need some more mother stories.
That's true. That too.
Yeah.
We got a few nice ones. That was a cute one. I like Eugene with the ketchup. That was a cute story.
That's what happens when people will not admit that they can't see and they think they can.
Sheila, what did you do today? Anything special?
Actually, I went over to my sister's for about 2 hours. My niece was in town, and she made omelets and waffles for everybody. So it was very, very nice. I didn't have to cook. I didn't have to clean up. Life was good.
That's good.
Hey, I just got off the phone with Eugene, and Eugene said, Mike, Sheila's absolutely right. He will read it.
Oh, there you go. You have one reader.
And a reader.
Two, and Sheila. And Sheila. Three.
Anybody else would like me to write his book?
Yeah, I'll definitely read it because it's going to be entertaining.
It's going to have some things in there that are going to probably blow everybody's mind.
Right, but they have to write it the way Mike says it. It can't be no other way. You can't.
One person who would do that.
Right, you got to write it exactly the way Mike tells you the story, with the fluctuation of the voice and all.
They would have to have a good reader.
Right, right.
The time I knocked the house down with a bulldozer.
Right, right. That part.
What?
I was 12 years old. I was in. We had a house, and back of the house they were building other houses.
In Philadelphia.
And what happened was, I was messing around with all the other kids. There's about maybe 10 or 15 kids. We were messing with all the materials. And I got on top of the bulldozer. I stopped. And the guy left the key in the bulldozer.
Oh, my gosh.
Mistake number one.
Turned this and turned that. And before I know it, it started running. And I stopped pushing this down, pushing this thing. And before I know it, I knocked the house down.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. That was mistake number two. I'm sorry, Mike. That was mistake number two. Mistake number one was you being in the area of the bulldozer. Mistake number two was jumping in. Mistake number three was the keys being left in there. And mistake number four, you just accidentally gear shifting for no reason.
Well, it's a miracle his mother didn't kill him.
The police came to the house?
Yeah, of course. But in those days, the parents were not responsible for the kids. So, anyway, police came, and my father didn't appreciate it. And I first thing I did was run to the bed, underneath the bed. My father pulled my leg out, got the belt. Those days, big one, belts. Got it across my tussy.
All right. Listen, we got a call on the phone line. Our good friend Sherry from Orlando.
Oh, she's not zooming in. She's calling in. Okay.
It's Sherry Brun from Orlando, Florida. Sherry Brun?
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, was I supposed to zoom in? I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll take you with a call in.
We'll take you as a call in.
Okay, there you go. Cool. Well, I was.
So, Sherry, we'll introduce you.
Okay, let's pretend she's in the Zoom. Hello, Sherry. No.
Hello,
this is Sherry Brun.
Not in the Zoom.
Okay, well, we invited you on because you are blind and you are a mother, and it's Mother's Day, and we wanted to talk to you about what it was like to raise children.
And the audience have any questions, the phone was, if you want to ask Sherry, because she raised
three.
How many kids did you raise? Three.
I've raised three of my own and two former stepchildren, and from the time they were about 12 and 9. And then when we broke up, the stepchildren and the children merged together into this awesome family of 5 kids, and they love each other very much, and everybody is very close. And I consider all 5 my kids. And
So you raised 5 kids.
And we forgot to say Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. 5 times we'll say it. Happy Mother's Day.
I learned a lot from networking with other blind parents. The National Federation of the Blind has a very good and strong parents division, and I learned a lot from them. But I learned a lot just by experience. And I know Sheila and I have compared notes about our sometimes troubled sons and what we went through with them. But my son that has been the most challenging is also the one of the sweetest kids I have, and he is about to turn 25, and he's my baby. So I'm so proud of him and all he's done, and he has a job at Disney, so anybody want to go to Disney, you know, give me a call, and we'll see what we can do to get you in. So I just volunteered him for that. So.
And if you would like to ask Sherrianne a question, I'm bringing up 5 children, and she's blind. Sherry, you were born blind, right?
Yes, basically, yes.
So this is, yeah, so basically if you're born blind, brought up 5 kids. Listen to what she said, 5 kids she brought up.
Yeah,
5. Is that amazing, a blind woman?
So, Sherry, what was it, and happy Mother's Day, dear.
Thank you, Sheila, thank you.
What do you feel was your biggest challenge raising 5 children not being able to see?
There were 2. One of them was not crossing the line to overly depend upon them. Because if you're blind, you know, everybody expects things of their kids. You know, maybe if you have sons, you're going to teach them to mow the lawn or help you work on your car or whatever. I taught my kids how to help me shop at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I have 2, I know they're all really good shoppers now, but 1 daughter and 1 and my youngest son, they're both really good shoppers. And I had to be really careful because there's a line that you can cross from making yourself too dependent on your sighted kids. And you have to be very careful not to cross that line. And then the other was dealing with the school system and getting them to cooperate with me in terms of giving me notes, sending emails if there was a problem, understanding that I wasn't going to be able to respond, you know, to all these printed notes, because half the time your kids, yeah, I know you know this, Sheila, they don't give you the note that the teacher sends.
No,
home.
Trust me on that.
And they don't tell you what it says to begin with anyway.
Yeah, like my mom will never know. I'll just throw it away. You know,
right.
So
Sherry, it's Lynn. Yeah. That's interesting that you bring that up about the school, because Kelly Parker was on earlier and she said the same thing. Yet the lines of communication.
In my day, don't forget, I'm older, Sherry. In my day, I don't know how a blind woman would exist with me, because in my day, there was no computers.
No.
So the question is, people like me bringing on report cards, all kinds of notes.
Right. I had that with my oldest child and my next oldest child before I got involved with the others. And it was really hard because they didn't do computers, and you had to hope the teacher would call and converse with you. It was difficult.
Right.
I don't know if – I'm sure Sheila had some of the same issues, but it was hard communicating with the teachers at public school. So, but other
and
than
it
that –
has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it
my
is.
My parents have always told my report cards, because I told my parents – maybe 40, 50 years later, before they passed away, I told my parents the truth. They never saw my real report cards.
Wow.
Oh, God.
My goodness. But all in all.
We had report cards. The kids and I would get report cards, blank ones. And they would say, okay, what do you want, Michael? What should I give you? A B? No, I better not give no A's and B's. They wouldn't believe it. Give me a C.
So,
give me
Sherry,
a C.
You had a nice day with Brett?
I did. I wasn't going to. He was going to go to work at Disney, and he said, I'm taking the day off. So he took vacation time. We went out to eat and got back a little late for the show, so I'll have to listen to the podcast, because I'd like to hear what other blind parents have had to say. So
very nice.
That'd be
well,
cool.
Thank you for calling in, Sherry.
And thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You guys are doing great. Thank you for a wonderful show. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon,
bye-bye.
Sherry.
Bye-bye. Chris, let's go to a quick break, and then we'll talk to our next guest, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Listen, it sounds like every parent, whether you're visually impaired or not, that you have sons that you have to deal with bringing report cards home. I think that it doesn't matter. So yeah, as long as you got a son, just be prepared not to get the report card, or be prepared to have the report card, what's the term I'm looking for? Plugged or adjusted some way, somehow. Right.
Well, and one of my biggest challenges when I was raising my boys was my ex was in the Navy, so he was gone.
We're going to break.
When we come back, we'll talk to our next guest.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. A lot more coming up.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh,
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And if you're driving, hope you're not blind. Phone number, 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, this is fun tonight, meeting all the mothers. So this young lady we met years ago when we used to go into the studio. And she came and she was on the show. And we thought we'd have her back on and fill us in with all the updates. She's a busy, busy lady. Welcome, Goddess Johnson.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So tell us your story.
Got quite a story.
Oh, well.
Well, first of all, we'd like
happy
to.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Thank Mother's Day. You. First, we'd like to hear about you as a blind woman. Were you born blind?
No, I was not. I was not born blind. Fully sighted. I lost my sight due to a car accident. That's how I originally became legally blind. Started off totally blind for about 7 years. Came to Orlando. Short story to that, I underwent a total of 44 eye operations over the course of me being here in between Fort Lauderdale and Orlando. And in January of last year, after a fifth cornea transplant, and my lovely Lord above, they restored the sight in my right eye. So I have tunnel vision in my right eye, and I wear a special lens that allows me to see 20/20 out of my right eye now.
Wow.
So that's the biggest update. 44 surgeries, you said? A total of 44 eye operations over the course of the, yes, between tubes and multiple surgeries just to get the pressure to try to restore sight. Five cornea transplants later, a whole lot of surgeries, and here I am. I didn't get both eyes back, but I got one, and I work it.
Well, it's better to have one than none, that's for sure.
So hey. I know you're a very, very busy young lady, so tell us what you've been up to lately.
And how many kids do you have?
I have two children. I have an 18-year-old son, and I have an 11-year-old daughter. My son graduated last year from high school, Dr. Phillips.
Wow, that's great.
Yep. And so basically, I mean, you all know back when I came on the show, I went through Lighthouse of Central Florida, where I owe everything to. That's where I started. I taught independent living skills there for 2.5 years. And after the pandemic, before then, I was in another car accident, which I had to stop working. But fast forward, since I left you guys, I started using my life. Traveling, giving my life story, being a motivational speaker, and just making a real impact, not only in the blind community, but also with different causes that I come from. I speak at domestic violence shelters, homeless shelters, you know, children's homes, group homes. I grew up in the system, and also prisons because, as you all may or may not remember, my mother was incarcerated when I was 7. For life, so I pretty much grew up in the system. So I use any obstacle I've been through now as a platform to speak on. I also just collaborated with Not My Eyes, which is a nonprofit organization in New York City, which empowers and is bringing the visually impaired and legally blind collaborating into the sighted, you know, into the fashion community. So for the foundation Fighting Blindness, I was one of 16 visually impaired and legally blind models who modeled in New York in the Not My Eyes fashion show on April the 9th, and it made history for the first one. And we're in a couple of magazines, Curvaceous, which is a clothing line and very popular in the sighted community. She has, just from her working with us, she has been empowered and she has been inspired. She has made a whole separate separate part of her business now that's called Capable Curves. So it will highlight all models of any disability will be able to model in fashion shows under the director of Anna Smith, who is a legally blind model as well, and currently the face of Curvaceous. So I am doing that. It's been very exciting. a very new opportunity, and I'm also running for Miss Blind Diva Empowerment Pageant 2022 winner out of Newark, New Jersey.
And all this while you're bringing up children.
All that while I'm bringing up my kids.
Wait a minute.
And started my own company.
Wait a minute.
Do you remember Chris?
Yes,
you
remember
God is in the studio?
Yes, I remember. How you doing? Listen, then you were busy. And you done overloaded this time around. Like, oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I like to show, you know, when this happened to me, coming from being sighted and working as a nurse, I thought my life was over when I lost my sight because I never saw so many what was possible. When I came here, came the Lighthouse, I met Miss Judy, who is absolutely my hero to this day. I just never knew what was possible. So now when people see me, for kids to look at me and look at me as inspiration because they see, oh, she's modeling and she's doing this and she's doing that. I'm active with the NAACP. I had a youth council for 25 and under youth. So I try my best to always show that in spite of what obstacles you're dealt, there's nothing too impossible with you work hard at it. And that's what I instill in my children. So they never had an opportunity to say what they can't do, having me as a mom. So,
well, God, share with everybody, and I'll ask you the same question I asked Sherry.
Sure.
Share with everybody what you have found since you lost your vision, because obviously you had vision while your children were younger.
Yes, ma'am.
What has been your biggest challenge with your children as a mother since you've lost your vision?
Ironically the biggest challenge is them trying to get over because of my vision. So mm-hmm. I was listening to, like, with the school, you know, thank God for the online tools now as for the parents can use, because if I had to solely rely on my kids to tell me, you have homework, it's always going to be no. Uh-huh. Oh, did you have a good day? Oh, of course, Mom, my day was great. Oh, are you everything? Yep, I got A's. And then you look online and you're missing homework and this and that. So it was the same, you know, that obstacle of having to deal with the trying to see if they can get over because of my, you know, me not being able uh-huh. to see, you know, like the, you know, their friends, parents or something like that. But they learned very early on that's not the case, because I have the necessary tools to where, okay, you can tell me that, and then I'll go right to my machine and read it. And it was actually, that was the obstacle that I dealt with. And once they, you know, kind of realized, okay, well, I used to joke, like, we're not going to play the blind games with Mommy. Like, we're not playing the game today. So
Goddess,
they got it.
Goddess.
Yes,
if you were my mother 50 years ago, you didn't have all this stuff, then I could get away with it. See, that's the difference.
Yes, that's what I'm thankful for the advancement, you know, since then, because I do. I have a lot of, I do, you guys know, I do a lot of volunteering as well. And I speak to, when I taught, I spoke a lot to older blind. I taught the older blind a lot, and they would share those stories. And I can definitely, I'm thankful, because if I didn't have it, it would be so much harder, you know, because it's not just a blind thing or a sighted thing. Children are going to be children regardless. So Amen. they're not going to always be completely honest, especially if they're not doing what they're supposed to do in school. Amen. So I definitely.
Goddess, you're funny when you say the blind game or the blind.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, I like it. I have to use that some of my lines. You gave me some blind
thinking.
Don't
play the blind game.
Don't play the game. Don't play the
game. That's right.
I like that. Being blind myself, I have to remember that. Don't play no blind games.
Yes.
That's
I
funny.
Do that to you when you're being Linda.
Yeah, Lynn does it to me.
Don't tell me that. Sheila would do it.
I would.
Don't tell me you can't find the milk. Right. Just because you're blind, go in the refrigerator. Open
yeah,
the
oh, my
milk.
God. That's what Lynn says.
I do. Yeah. So, Goddess, tell me more. I'm interested in this runway thing for the fashion show. You said that was for the Foundation Fighting Blindness?
Yes. It was
one of our sponsors.
Yes, all proceeds. And it's actually highlighted on their website. They actually
has wrote a beautiful article about it. It's I can share it as well if you like.
Okay.
But all of the proceeds of the fashion show, all the ticket sales, everything went to the foundation Fighting Blindness.
Wow.
So that was the beautiful part about it. All the proceeds went there, and it was a wonderful event. And she actually selected four of the models to compete in her competition, which is the Face of Curvaceous. So there were no kind of special things done for us. It was a regular runway. We were held at the same, standard as everyone else. And everybody the impact was just remarkable, and it was really great to be a part of it. We go back in August because there's a second part of the competition. I'll actually be going as a speaker this time for the event. And so I'm happy, because it's another avenue that's open, to us, because you can still fashion. Maybe you have a desire to be the next Tyra Banks. You can do it. You can do it.
I have a question for you. How did you not fall off the runway? Being blind, huh?
You believe it or not, they had how it was. We still used our skills. You could walk with your cane. You could use your cane if you needed to. If you had a guide dog, you could walk with your guide dog. If you were visually impaired like me, we ran through it ahead of time, so we were able, utilize our skills, mental mapping. I had the mobility, to train to know ahead of time just to get a feel of it. So it was still the necessary tools that we needed to accomplish it. But we didn't. Nobody failed. Nobody ran into nothing. And everybody was very, the impact of the responses from the news to the Queen Size magazine, everybody, that's what they said. You wouldn't have never known, this was, it brought light to a lot of people. Because sometimes it's just a lack of knowledge. People not know.
Where was that held?
It was held in New York City.
No, I know, but where?
It was a VFW, I believe. Yes, a VFW, a hall, banquet hall in New York City is where they had the pageant.
So you had to
fly up there. I had to fly to New York. I got on the train, guys. I used my good old Ira. And I got on the train for the first time. I was able to navigate, got to the hotel, got to the venue. I also used Ira when I got there to kind of let me know the layout of everything. So I still utilized my skills, and thank God for Google Translate. Amen. I used that too. So it was a great experience. But I'll be back because, like I said, I have to go back in August, and I'm also competing in a pageant as well.
Wow. Thank God for technology that helped you with your
life.
Telling your story, you wore me out. I said the same thing.
I'm worn out.
Me too. Yeah.
Listen to all these things. Wow. Well, how do you keep track of all your events and your dates? And
so I have on my I have an iPad as well as a laptop, but I use assistive technology with Zoom Check. I have my calendar, my appointment calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, and because I do have usage of my right eye now, and I wear the special contact, but I only can wear it up to 10 hours a day. So when I rest, because without it, I see better with contrast colors, so I'm able to color code my calendar, the highlighting colors that I can see. And then my kids are my team. We work together. They look up everything, make sure I keep mommy together. They are very hands-on with me as well. My son runs my website. So it's a family effort.
What a great story, right, Sheila? Well, thank you, Goddess, for coming on.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck to you and all your ventures.
Absolutely. Good luck, Goddess. Good luck.
Yeah, keep us posted, okay?
I will. You all, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day, Sheila and Lynn.
Wait, Goddess, Goddess.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Goddess.
Thanks for coming on, and thanks for telling the story.
Listen, Goddess, if you need security, let me know. I'll be your bouncer. I'll be your personal bodyguard.
New York is
you up on it. She'll
I might
you to
take
New
you
York.
Up on that. New York is a kind of a wild place. I'm finding out.
Yeah, I got your back. Just call me. I got you.
All right.
Well, thanks, Goddess.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure. Thank you all.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's some story. Some story. Gosh.
Well, it's 5 minutes to the top of the hour, Michael, and I just wanted to remind everybody before we say goodnight that next week we have another fun show. And
before we get off the air, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
From Aventura, you won. First, it wasn't a funny story. It was a good story. So, Mike, you won your $25 gift card. We'll be coming away from Visa.
Okay.
Congratulations. All right. Mike Maventura. It wasn't a funny story, but it was a good story. So he won.
Okay, well, next week we'll be here back with Dave Hillebrand, co-host Dave Hillebrand. I can't talk. Hillebrand, and another busy show lined up for you, Sheila.
I'm the one who usually can't talk.
Sheila.
Yes, ma'am.
Another Mother's Day show.
I know, gosh.
Archived in history.
Jeez.
Wow, the years go by, don't they?
They fly by.
Chris, you still there?
Yep, right here, live and in full effect, getting ready to get out of this young man's way, who's getting ready to show up and show out.
Carter.
Everybody's saying hi to you, Carter.
Hi, Carter.
He said, happy Mother's
Carter,
Day.
Carter. Welcome back, Carter.
That was a good one.
Welcome back.
So I hope your wife had a good Mother's Day, Chris.
I don't know. I hadn't seen my wife all day today.
I knew that was coming.
So I really don't know. I'm going to try to get out of here so I can call her, at least just to check in on. I hadn't seen her all day because my baby girl wasn't feeling too good. So, and my oldest daughter was at camp this weekend for Girl Scouts. She got a chance to go to camp and live her best life, and she did some stuff that I told her not to do. She don't think I know, though.
Uh-oh. Sounds like it's a big secret.
We yeah, that's all.
We won't talk about it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, I hope you like today's show, folks.
The song as we go.
And we're going to play.
What song?
The Intruder song.
Oh, the Intruder song? Okay.
Oh, I thought Chris,
I was already ready.
Oh, yeah. Play the other song. Okay. Wait a minute. Chris.
Take us out with that then.
All right, well, that's what this one here, Don't Drive Mama Away, that Miss Carolyn called in and talked about.
Okay, good. Good night, everybody.
Good night and happy Mother's Day, everybody.
You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, signing off. Love you all. See you next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back next week. Love you all. Good night. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to take care of your mama like you've been taking care of me. He was no good. He stayed in trouble all the time. Mama had to always go to court and get that boy out of trouble. But I'm told tonight, those boys grew up. One went to college. That old no good son left home. That old mama whacked the fingers to the bone and sent that boy to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She took in washing and ironing. I want my boy to be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came back home. He said, Mama, I'm a doctor now. I got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, mama. Yes, she is. They told that mama, we want you to come and live with us and help us to raise our children. The years went on by. I wish I had a prayer church. And the children grew up. One day the school teacher went to her husband. She said, honey, your mama's in the way now. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. I don't want it to rub off on my little children. I think you ought to put in an old folk home. Somebody say, yeah. Let me tell you what he did.